Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of experiencing your great love. Thank you, Lord, that you called us out of darkness to declare and experience your marvelous light. Thank you, Father God, that we, the church, are your bride, your children, the fragrance of you, to declare the fragrance and to be the fragrance of you. Thank you for your manifold wisdom being revealed again this morning and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm reading Psalm 119 from verse 105 to 112 from the Message translation. Everything is falling apart on me, God. Put me together again with your word. By your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself and I'll never turn back from living by your righteous order. Adorn me with your finest sayings, God. Teach me your holy rules. My life is as close as my own hands, but I don't forget that you have revealed. The wicked do their best to throw me off track, but I don't swerve an inch from your course. I inherited your book on living. It's mine forever. What a gift, and how happy it makes me. I concentrate on doing exactly what you say. I always have and always will.
Hallelujah. Oh, it's powerful. Can you see Danita just changed the, she read the second verse in this portion, and then she went up to the top. And we know the other translation is, your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. So it's just so beautiful just to see, you know, once we turn from darkness to the marvelous light, or God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit turns us from darkness to the marvelous light. They call us to bear much fruit. Then the law of the Spirit of life kicks in and he gives us light. And I'll just use my own example. When I got born again, I got a vision, a powerful vision. I was in a place where brothers and sisters were brought together permanently, or not permanently, but on a full-time basis. We were living together, and the word was just being shared, and it was just such a Garden of Eden experience. And I so longed to do the same thing, but to do it with the rebellious and the gangsters and the drug addicts, the world that I was a part of, that I had now come out of. And that was like a vision, and that's a light, a lamp unto my path. That was something there that I got and I saw and I embraced. But then what was so necessary, and what I realized today that is so necessary for us, is I had to pick up my cross on a daily basis. Jesus says it this way: you finds his life will lose it. You loses his life will find it. So take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross daily and follow me. And that's drawing close to God and developing on schedule. You see, when you take up your cross, the cross for Jesus was to fulfill God's will, right from baby to the fullness, when he had to pay the penalty for us. And now he's Lord and King and ruler. So us taking up the cross is taking up the will of God, drawing close so that God can write his laws on our hearts and our minds. And that is where we developing then strength and character for the road set before us. And then there's little certain beacons, like my beacon was setting up that ministry. And so that kept me going. That big vision kept me developing on schedule, kept me at the feet of Jesus. And then a bit later, God gave me a vision that your wife will be a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. And then I started desiring a wife that will complement me in this work, in this house that the Lord is building. Now it's not just me, it's for us. And then I saw also my children coming into it. And so you see this good vision, like I'm a child of the living God to serve God. I'm a child of the living God for a certain vision. And then I'm a child of living God for a certain partner, and then later even partners in a certain ministry. These are all things that fuel you, and then you need to stay at the feet of Jesus every day to build character. And this all took place, but it wasn't quickly. I mean, that ministry took about 15 years. Sorry, I'm not so clued up as my wife about the times and that. But it took about 15 years before El Petra was started, where the gangsters and drug addicts would come and change their lives. And then when I got the vision of my wife, which was my first wife, Karina, that came in, and then my children came, it took about 8 years for that to be fulfilled. Can you see, if we just got this big vision and we haven't got a daily commitment, we will never get strong enough that we will be ready to fulfill the purposes that God has got for our lives. So stay with the Lord every day, walk conscious of Him, and He will bring you the righteousness that He's got available for you, that unique name. He will bring it to pass at the right time. So be encouraged and stay in tune and develop on schedule. Love you all. Have a blessed day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.